Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Can Nick Caserio handle all the love that he's getting? Will it impact anything? He's definitely embracing it. Like, for all the talk about Patriot Way and the fun we have about Nick Caserio being robotic, he does seem a lot more comfortable. Like, the Nick Caserio now is not the one that we anticipated. It's not the one that we're used to. He seems to be able to balance it pretty well. Maybe it comes with seeing what happened in New England. And maybe you just want to wake up and smell the coffee. But it is definitely different. And when your head coach kind of stresses, and Caserio himself stresses, not eating the cheese, not eating the rat poison, you do kind of wonder, with all this love, with this McAfee love, with this love here, with the benefit of the doubt that normally you wouldn't get, how is Nick Caserio going to handle this love? I think he's going to handle it fine, because I don't think Nick Caserio is stuck in his ways. I think Nick Caserio is an evolver. I think he's an adapter. But it is interesting to watch, just and it also, I'm not trying to channel the expectations, it does seem kind of a little bit soon. We only have a 1 year sample size, but there's no denying it's there. It's just a matter of how he's going to handle it and whether or not it matters how he handles it.
It's a little bit soon, but I think everything has come fast with the Texans, and they've earned it. I think he's earned it. This offseason pretty much kind of set him over the top and got him all those accolades and everything that he's been able to earn. But the other thing about it that I think is really cool is he knows, like, when to play the game with whether it's Sean and Seth or Pat McAfee, and when to separate that. Like, he is all business, man, and he's not going to eat any cheese. He's not going to be able to get caught up in it and eat the press clippings and all that stuff. He just knows, I got to play this game. It's good for the organization. It's good for me. It's good to be able to have this fun, and he does have fun. But then he separates it. I'm not worried about that.
Do you think there's, and he seems comfortable in doing so, or at least he's acting as such. He seems comfortable in doing so. I don't know that D'Amico's, like, as much as Caserio gets the reputation as kind of the stiff and the New England guy, I actually think D'Amico's going to be the one that's more uncomfortable handling this type of stuff. Like, I don't think CJ's a Hollywood guy, but I think he understands branding. He understands the big picture, and, you know, He doesn't mind being out there. Hell, he's in China teaching football camps. I think of all the people that are going to be the most uncomfortable with this praise, I think D'Amico Ryans is actually that guy. And that's a good thing, because he's the head coach. He's the one whose message is getting through. But I think Caserio, in a strange way, I don't want to say he's the more fun guy, but I think he's going to be able to have more fun with this rat poison and this praise.
I think they're just all authentic. Like, that is authentically Nick Caserio. He's a guy that is robotic, as we've talked about, you know, very much, you know, in the weeds, you know, in all the details and all this other stuff, but capable of having fun. I mean, he's got that other side that people are starting to recognize. And I think D'Amico is authentically D'Amico, kind of gets embarrassed or kind of low key about some stuff. But he'll tell you, he'll be authentically honest about what he thinks he was this offseason. So I think that's what's working for them. You know, he also mentioned in that interview with McAfee how well they're working together. And keep in mind, it's only been a year.
Here was just the start. This, and McAfee does this with everyone, but this was the start of the interview between Nick Caserio, the very popular GM of your Houston Texans, and Pat McAfee yesterday live on ESPN.
is the mastermind of this entire operation. Of course, he has a great team around him of scouts that we got to meet at the Combine as he was hiding somewhere in a stadium and didn't want to talk to me and Mad Mel. Ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of the Houston Texans, Nick Seria.
Yeah. How we doing? Thanks for having us.
You know, everything you guys are doing is good. I was hoping maybe you guys would roll out new unis and it'd be like the Denver Broncos situation where everybody's like, those uniforms suck. But no, of course not. Everything's rolling for the Houston Texans.
All right. And if this time last year, this wasn't the praise that Caserio was getting. Like, if let's say a year from now in this fluid process, this up and down year-to-year league, if we're looking back and saying, okay, Caserio missed the boat on this, what would be the important things that perhaps Caserio overlooked that would prevent the Texans from capitalizing on this buzz, capitalizing from this swooning, and building on this momentum?
What if Nick Caserio got the two most important things he needed to get right wrong? That's what would do it. And those to me, those two things are running back and cornerback. Like, the only thing that would take kind of derail this whole thing is from the very start of the offseason, two things that I thought anyway were two of the most important things. A cornerback on the opposite side of Stingley and a running back. What if he got those wrong? Like, it's very, very plausible. And let me lay it out for a second. Okuda's been all over the place. And, yeah, there's high hopes. And he was a high pick. And what if that's wrong? And then what if Lassiter, that speed is too slow? And that's wrong. And then you got Henderson.
And what if Stingley misses a game on top of that?
And Henderson. And, like, it's only those two things before – I'm talking about after the Stephon Diggs signing. Like, those two things clearly were, to me, the two most important things. Like, I think it's very plausible and likely that he got it right, because I think Lassiter could be a really good nickelback, if not that, even more. And Okuda's going to have another chance with Henderson to maybe win the job and be effective like Steven Nelson. But what if he got that wrong? And then on this one, what if he got running back wrong? Then all of a sudden, these two things, everything could derail for Nick Caserio. I think he got it right as best he could. With Joe Mixon, even though that he, you know, that wasn't his first choice. But he sure is hitching his wagon to Damian Pierce. And what if that's bad again? That would be the only thing that could derail this sort of, you know, freight train of positivity around Nick Caserio.
There's a number of questions at corner, and even your best, the thing that you feel the best about, there's massive question that has a relatively large sample size of resulting in a negative outcome, and that's Derek Stingley missing games. Mm-hmm. And last year you were able to overcome it because Steven Nelson played well. Then I think you got every ounce of football at that level that you were going to get out of Steven Nelson. But you're right. If Okuda and Henderson, who are busts, let's just be honest, they're busts right now. They're on their third team in less than half a decade. If those guys aren't able to revive their career and you don't feel good about them at the number two corner spot, then that's a problem in itself, even if Stingley is on the field. But if what happens with Stingley happens this year and what's happened the last three, four seasons and he misses significant time, then that big problem becomes a massive problem, because now you're not only without Stingley, you're without guys that on one half of the field can't figure stuff out. Now, maybe you can overcome it. Maybe the pass rush can help the secondary. So there is that. It's not like this is 7-on-7. It's not like you're going to have 5 seconds to throw the rock, but that is something. And at the running back position, even in an ideal world, this is the drinking game. You want multiple backs that can make make plays over the course of a game. If Joe Mixon misses time and Damian Pierce is no longer playable, then what are we doing?
Exactly. Like,
what exactly are you going to do? You're going to be in a tough spot.
Everything that this organization...
Dari, come on down.
Yeah, everything that this organization has touched when it comes to D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio over the last year, everything they've touched has turned to gold. From the draft to last year, from last year's draft to some of the players they brought in, it's just turned to gold. I mean, that's why they had such a great year. What if this doesn't turn into gold? What if Damian Pierce is what we saw last year? What if Okuda and Henderson don't get it done? That would be the only thing that could maybe derail this freight train, like I said.
And the other thing is, as far as this attention to detail, what if you're in a situation where what's made this team great, and you give Caserio credit for holding off on the Deshaun Watson trade, but what's made this team great was really something that really didn't take a lot of sense. Most people probably would have taken a quarterback number two overall last year. I think that the majority wanted to. Some were open to not doing that. And when you have the extra draft equity, you trade for Will Anderson. Now, what if Caserio is not good at filling the holes of a roster? Because this is going to be a completely different thing. Like, there's the C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson draft. It gives you a golden opportunity to capitalize, but it's really a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. Like, you still have to build the foundation. You still have to fill your roster accordingly. And this is where Nick Caserio is going to have to figure stuff out. We've seen it in this division, and you see it around the NFL often. Like, in 2017, when the Jags went on that run to the AFC Championship game, it was like, well,
yeah,
might be the Jags' division.
Mm-hmm.
They plummeted. They didn't have a quarterback, though, but they plummeted. Same thing with the Jags again after they won the division and lost to the Chiefs. Well, this is going to be their division. Well, it wasn't. And now the Texans, in 1 year of a sample size, in 1 year, the GM is all of a sudden like the toast of the NFL, and he's getting all this love. Yeah. I don't say this to say that they're going to hit rock bottom something like that.
Nobody's predicting this.
No, I'm just saying.
The conversation is what could possibly, go wrong at this point, and it would be that.
And in the middle of Nick Caserio's love and in the middle of all of these, all of this praise, you do hear Nick Caserio saying, well, this division's tough, and we had X amount of one-possession games. So you do hear Nick Caserio still saying that amidst all this. And he's reminding you. And I'm taking that reminder and I'm taking it into account, because there's no guarantee that the best is yet to come. There is a guarantee that you're going to have C.J. Stroud for a while. There is a guarantee that you're going to have D'Amico Ryans for a while. You're going to have Will Anderson for a while. But there's no guarantee that the best is yet to come. And that's where you can find yourself kind of in a little bit danger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, all that said, I wouldn't predict these bad things to happen. I just think that those are where he's the most vulnerable and actually, you know, put himself out there the most. Like he knows what he knew this team needed a running back. He knew that there was going to be an opportunity at the opposite side, opposite cornerback, opposite Derek Stingley. So it's not like he didn't know this coming. That's where he put himself out there the most. I think it probably will work in both situations, but certainly in one at least. I'm just saying that's where there's a vulnerability that he signed up for, frankly, with the running backs and the cornerbacks.
Astros yesterday, they took a series from one of the best teams in baseball. The team with the best run differential in baseball, the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the I-Words, they came to town. Astros took game one, walk-off in extras. They lost game two, comical, heartbreaking fashion. And then game three, 8-2 beatdown. Astros now 9 games below 500 in the division-leading Seattle Mariners. In town with a big opportunity for the Astros. They're going to be, when Seattle leaves town, the Astros will be 20% through the season. Still early, still a large chunk of pie, but they will be 20% through the season. This is an opportunity for the Astros. If they can win this series, it would even up their series record for the season right now, which is 4-5-1. If they win 2 out of 3, they'll be 5 games back. If they win all 3, they'll be 3 games back. A lot can change here. This is a very big opportunity for a team that has a lot of work to do in a large amount of time. But if you want to talk about momentum, you want to talk about overcoming a slow start, that there's an opportunity. They're starting to show a little bit of life right now, the Astros. And if they can win this series against Seattle, then you'll look back at this first 20% of the season. You might say, well, it was bad, but, you know, could have been worse.
Well, that's what Joe Espada was saying. I mean, just to be clear, for anyone that might be confused, I don't think they're going to get there. Nothing has changed. I think they're just not equipped, as I've consistently said, roster-wise, pitching-wise, et cetera, to get there. But if they're going to make things interesting, this would be the series that could make things interesting. That's where I stand on them.
Yeah, we're about 20% through. Got to figure something out. And there's a lot of guys playing catch right now. Christian Javier, they're talking about him potentially starting this week. So that neck might be a little bit better. Urquidy, I guess Urquidy is close to a rehab start. He's approaching that. And then Garcia, I don't know what's up with Garcia. And Lance McCullers, he's opening a coffee shop.
He opened a coffee shop and he's got his motivated his rehab. I think the interesting one is going to be. Hunter Brown. Like, what do you do with him?
He's the worst pitcher in the rotation.
What do you do with him when these guys come back? Even if just one of them comes back, because I think you're seeing some stuff with Arigetti. I'm not saying this guy's going to be
Hunter Brown
the next big thing, but yeah, you're seeing some stuff there. So Hunter Brown could be in like severe trouble. Either way,
Urquidy, send him down.
I don't know what you're going to end up doing, but that would be a possibility. But Urquidy and Javier, you have more confidence in them. That's for damn sure. And maybe Arigetti can work out of the bullpen. I don't know. But I think Hunter Brown is the one that's got some severe work.
I think you gotta send Hunter Brown down.
Yeah,
at this point, I mean he needs some work. I mean this is a big start for him as much as it is. A big opportunity for the Astros. I still just don't believe in this team, but dead, not quite yet. Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig with you. NFL schedule, they're just kind of chilling. I don't know if the NFL is going to release the schedule on Thursday. I don't know if they're going to release it next week. They haven't even said. The NFL is the only league where they can simply just come out the week of, the week before, 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before. They can say, all right, this is when we're dropping the schedule.
Yeah.
I threw two possibilities out there, and I want you to tell me on the text line, the YouTube, the Twitch, the Sports Radio 610 YouTube. Would you rather the Texans open the season against the Chiefs on Thursday night, or would you rather the Texans open the season against the Cowboys? Now, Thanksgiving seems to be the date that a lot of people want the Texans to open are to face the Cowboys, but would you rather them open against the Chiefs or would you rather them open against the Cowboys?
I get that the biggest buzz will be for the Cowboys on the opener just because it's Dallas. You'll have all the offseason and everything else. Still kind of want them on Thanksgiving. And I think that would be better. But I understand nothing would be hyped up more than the Cowboys to open the year. Not the Chiefs, not the Bills, not anyone. So I still want them on Thanksgiving, but I think it would be off the charts.
That would be probably the most important Cowboys Texans game in a minute, because this ain't like the last time they played.
Yeah,
one of the teams had nothing to really play for.
The opener in Dallas with all the panic,
off the charts,
and all that,
the hype,
the Thanksgiving though. I mean, I think you can go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs would be an advantage because you're getting them at the right time and you get extra rest. Like if you open on Thursday, you get extra rest, assuming that you're going to play the following Sunday, which is typically what happens. So the Texans would have the Hall of Fame game, which, by the way, I mean, I don't think you can minimize that. That's actually a really big opportunity for the rookies because nobody plays in the Hall of Fame game. So especially like Jawar Jordan, the running back and all that, you're probably going to get like 15, 20 carries in that game on national TV, first NFL game. That's a big one. That's going to be the first game. There's going to be a lot of Texans love there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the Chiefs, you get all that buzz, and then you get the 10 days of rest, most likely. I think from a standpoint of the business side, I think they would love to see the Chiefs because of the obvious, you're opening the season and all that, but from a D'Amico standpoint and the more the football side, you get more rest and you kind of get the Chiefs a little bit early. Just depends kind of how you look at that.
Yeah, no, for sure. From the PR perspective, it's like, hey, this is a team that deserves to play the Chiefs to open the year. They are on that level. From the reality is D'Amico would love it because of what you said.
Coming up next, Lunchtime Confessions. It is time to confess next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.